For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning. Happy New Year. This is Monday, January the 2nd, 2012. We have to get used now to saying 2012 and dating our checks that way, too. We've got two guests. Let's start, first of all, with Ron Schmidt, Voluntary Action Center. And, you know, welcome to Radio
Thank you.
Friends. And
Thank
Happy
you.
New Year, Ron.
You too.
We were talking as we were going into the Christmas holidays about the importance of the work of the Voluntary Action Center. Are asking people to adopt families, and he thought it'd be nice the day after New Year's come on here and talk about how that project went.
Well, it went wonderful. We survived the 28th annual Christmas program at the Voluntary Action Center, where all our staff and volunteers are worn out, but it was probably the neatest thing that I've ever been involved with. Hundreds of people working together to help thousands of people. So
yeah.
It was a really neat thing.
You know, it's amazing when you come down to the church to bring the gifts. James and I walked in there, and they said, I want to show you some of the other rooms.
Right.
And you took us into the storage rooms, which were packed from the floor to the ceiling with gifts that people had brought in for their adopted family. And that says an awful lot for the folks of Central Missouri.
It does. The amount of gifts, the amount of food that we were able to generate through this program for low-income persons in Boone County is incredible. We don't really put a dollar amount on it, but if we did, I certainly know we're supporting the local economy also with that program. But what you saw was a really neat tour of the building as the gifts were in place. The neat thing about it is that's half of it because we do it on over 2 weeks. So after the first week, all that stuff's gone, rooms are empty, we do it all over again. So what you saw was 50% of what we do in a Christmas season at the Voluntary Action Center.
So you literally brought in thousands and thousands of dollars worth of gifts and food. People would buy gift cards for the families that they adopted for Christmas dinner. Do you have a total on any of that?
We don't. We just got done with the program. We're probably 95% done. We're dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and we eventually will have a dollar amount, an estimate of what was brought in and what was given out.
Well, I think what it all boils down to is that the folks of Central Missouri are pretty big-hearted, and they all deserve a very special thank you.
Absolutely.
A very special thank you. Now, so what's on tap for 2012?
Well, that's interesting. It's good timing for us because, you know, we're known a lot in the area for our Christmas program, which is huge. It's a huge Christmas program. But, you know, starting this week, we'll start the regular work of VAC, which is we help people get out of poverty, stay out of poverty, just keep their heads above poverty if possible. So we help with just about everything you could think of to help low-income people. So we'll get back to those social services, those basic needs, those safety net services that we're also known for.
Yeah, and what's kind of disturbing is some of the safety net services are being chiseled away at
other agencies, definitely.
Yeah.
We fortunately have actually added to the number of services that we provide. We now are doing rent assistance that we've never done in the past, and we're helping we're giving out thousands of dollars to help people stay in their housing or to get new housing. So that's going to be really big for us in January, February, and March of this year.
So if people want to help out, or if they need assistance, or they want more information, what can they do?
Well, the best thing to do is just to come by the Voluntary Action Center. We're right next to the Department of Motor Vehicles at the corner of Vandiver and Providence. Come by Monday through Friday from 9 to noon and 1 to 4 and just we'll sit down, we'll talk to them, we'll find out what their needs are, we'll help them with what we can help them with, we'll refer them to other agencies when we can't help.
Okay. Ron Schmidt, thank you so much for coming by. Continued success with the Voluntary Action Center, and we'll be checking back with you as the year goes on.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I want to turn to a young lady who is here to tell us about the Columbia Diversity Celebration, which is coming up, and this is Nagar Rizvani.
Yes.
Good to have you on Radio Friends,
Nagar. Thank you for having us.
Tell us about the Columbia Diversity Celebration.
Well, this is the 19th year of the celebration.
19?
Yes. So it's been in the community a long time.
Yeah. Now, it used to be called the Diversity Breakfast,
right.
But you changed it now to Celebration.
Columbia values Diversity Celebration.
So is there a difference or is it the same?
No. It's the same. There's the breakfast and there's the breakfast music. And then we are giving out the 15th Annual Diversity Awards this year. And it's two awards, one for groups and one for individuals who really exemplify the teachings of Martin Luther King in our community. And we have a number of people who do that.
How do you go about picking these people? That's got to be difficult.
It is. I mean, there are so many good people in our community.
Oh,
and we have, of course, the planning committee that plans the diversity celebration. And outside of that, there's a committee that picks judges from the community who later review the nominations that are sent in. We sent out a nomination kind of form to the community saying if there's someone or a group that you feel exemplifies the life and teachings of Martin Luther King, please fill out this nomination form and let us know.
How many people were nominated, do you know?
About 8 to 10 individual and about 5 to 6
groups.
But then if you're nominated, you are on the list for 3 years.
Okay.
So that's just this year
so
was that amount of people.
So then you have to narrow it down.
Right.
And the
judges,
be hard.
Right. And the judges do find that difficult because, like I said, all these people, you know, do so much for our community.
Yeah.
But it ends up being, it works out well, and it's a nice objective process. And so, you know, I think at the end, most people are very happy with the turnout.
So the celebration, the day is?
It's January 12th.
Okay.
And it's from 7 to 8:30 at the Holiday Inn Expo Center.
And if people want to come, what can they do?
We would love for them to call us at 874-7488.
874-7488. Now, you need to make reservations ahead of time?
Right. And the reservation ends, even though the celebration is January 12th, we have to get everything in by January 6th.
Okay. So you've got, today is the 2nd, so you've got about 4 more days.
Exactly.
So if you're interested in going to the celebration, it will be January 12th. You have to make your reservations by the 6th. The telephone number is?
573-874-7488, or they can go to gocolumbiamo.com, Go Word Diversity Celebration.
Okay.
And they can fill out a registration form and mail in their check, and we would love to send them some tickets.
All right, Nagar, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. It's a pleasure chatting with you today, and best of luck with the celebration.
Thank you very much.
All right, tomorrow on our show, Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Will Claggett. Did I get it right, Will? Okay. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you tomorrow at 8:50. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.